Hello, welcome to another message. So what I'm going to be talking about today is the scripture that says that you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. So it's very important for you to seek the Lord with all your heart. If you do not seek the Lord with all your heart, it's not going to be okay. It's just not going to work for you. You're not going to get to that place that you want. I found out that with the Lord, He wants all your heart. That's why the word of God says, you shall love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. You need to seek the Lord with all your heart. That's what He wants. Anything less than all your heart is not going to work. It's not going to do. So when you seek Him with all your heart, realize that He's the only treasure that you need. When you seek Him that way, you will find Him. So the reason that a lot of people have not found the Lord or are not finding the Lord, are finding it difficult to experience the Lord or to experience His presence, is because they are not seeking Him with all their hearts. They're just doing it in a lukewarm manner. You know, there's something called lukewarm prayer. Lukewarmness is not good. It's very bad. Jesus Himself said that He will spit the lukewarm out of His mouth. So try not to be a lukewarm Christian, because you don't want the Lord to spit you out of His mouth. That's what He said. So determine today to seek the Lord with all your heart. I can assure you that if you seek the Lord with all your heart, you will find Him. That's just it. You will. Because Jesus Himself, that was how He constantly sought the Lord. That was how Paul did it. So you need to seek Him. And how do you seek the Lord? You seek the Lord in the place of prayer. You constantly desire His will. You constantly desire His ways. You constantly desire His grace. You set up aside time. You spend time with Him. You spend time in fellowship with Him. There are different forms of fellowship. So learn the different forms of fellowship and learn how to spend time in fellowship and communion. That's the real holy communion. God wants communion. God cherishes communion. He loves that communion. You think that when you're talking to the Lord, He's not hearing. He is. Because with me, I found that it even surprises me sometimes. I'm just thinking. And then He speaks into my thought. And when I'm in fellowship, when I'm in communion, there are different ways you're in fellowship. Now, when you're doing praise and worship, that is a way of being in communion and fellowship with God. And so that's part of seeking the Lord. So being in praise and worship, that is part of fellowship and communion. You're seeking the Lord. That's part of intimacy. When you're thanking the Lord, that is part of seeking the Lord. That's part of fellowship, that is intimacy. When you're confessing the scriptures, confessing the Lord is my shepherd, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You know, just confess the scriptures, confess the promises of God. Also confess, you know, that you always walk in the ways of God. Just confess the word of God. Thank Him. Thank Him for the blood of Jesus that set you free. Confess about your salvation. To Him who loved me and has washed me in His blood be glory, praise, and adoration. Having disarmed principalities and powers, He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed for. So there's just so many of them. Himself bore my sicknesses and diseases. By His stripes, we are healed. His death was a sacrifice to bring forgiveness. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and is to come. So all those scriptures, they're very important. So you confess them, because they're different forms of fellowship. When you're communicating with the Lord, when you're having communion, they're all forms of fellowship. And you should learn how to incorporate all forms of fellowship in your prayer, not just doing one. Jesus didn't do just one. Jesus did everything. So learn all the forms of prayer. If you're just doing only one form of prayer, you're not pleasing the Lord. You're praying and miss God will not be satisfied with you, because God wants every kind of prayer. That's why the Bible talks about intercession, petition, praise, worship, confession. So all of them, just make sure you do all of them, and reading the Bible too. So learn how to be in fellowship with God. Now, it is when you're in fellowship with God, that's how you're seeking the Lord. You know, we're talking about when you seek the Lord with all your heart, you'll find Him. So you're wondering, how do I seek the Lord? It's in all these forms of fellowship, making sure that you're doing all those activities that attract the presence of God. When you find the presence of God, when the presence of God comes and settles on you, comes upon you, fills you up, is all around you in your aura, that's it. You found Him. You found him. You find him when he fills you up. You find him when you can hear his voice. You find him when you're experiencing him, when you're experiencing his manifest presence. That's how you find him, when you're tasting and enjoying the reality of Christ, the reality of the Holy Spirit. That is how you find him. So you have to seek with all your heart. You have to desire him with all your heart. You have to yearn. You have to really yearn for him. You have to surrender all. Just keep away from sin. Keep away from anything that is immoral. Keep away from violence. Make your tongue clean. Sanctify your tongue. Dedicate your tongue to Christ. Once you're doing all these things and you're seeking the Lord, you will find him. So as the Bible said, you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. You will. That's the word of God. You just believe it and begin to act on it. Begin to act on that word of God. That's what it means to have a living faith. Don't have a dead faith. A faith that doesn't do anything. You believe, but you don't do anything. Just like the demons believe. They don't obey God. So you act like someone that is an enemy of God. Demons are enemies of God. They believe in God. The Bible says you believe. The demons also believe and tremble with fear. They even tremble. You don't tremble, but the demons tremble. To show you how much they believe in God, and they even tremble. Humans don't even tremble. You see, the demons even have that knowledge to tremble. So, to realize how awesome this your God is, so you should tremble at the word of God. If God tells you something, you should tremble. There was a time the Lord spoke to me and said, you cannot break the word of God and get away with it. So just realize it. Sometimes we get deceived. We think we can do anything and get away with it. No. The Bible tells you that our God is a consuming fire. And the Bible was talking to believers. The Bible said the Lord will judge his own. The Bible was not talking about outsiders. The Bible was talking about his own. The Lord will judge his own. I said, it is a fearful thing. It is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God. The Bible was talking to believers. So that's it. So learn how to respect God. Learn how to have godly fear, just like Jesus. Once you're living your life this way, you have that reverence for God. You respect him. The word there is respect. Just respect him. Give him his place and honor, and constantly walk in his will and his ways. Once you're doing that, you will find him, and you're always praying without ceasing. Practicing the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. Once you're doing that, once you're not praying amiss, you're praying the way God wants you to pray, you constantly walk in the glory of God. You constantly walk in the power of God. You enjoy him. You know the reality of Christ. You taste the reality of Christ. You taste the world to come, the glories of the world to come. You experience that. Once you know you're living your life this way, once you've learned the secret of seeking him with all your heart, walking in his ways and experiencing him, you're just gonna be a joyful Christian. You're just gonna be that Christian that God wants you to be. So I'm gonna pray for you now. I pray that the Lord himself helps you to constantly seek him. May you seek the Lord with all your heart. May you desire the Lord. May you desire the sincere milk of the word of God. May the Lord himself make you complete through the blood of Jesus Christ. May God give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of his word. May the Lord himself guide you at all times. May he bless you. May great grace be upon you. May grace, mercy, and peace be yours in full measure. May the Lord be the glory and the lifter of your head. May the Lord clothe you with the garment of humility, with the garment of light, with the garment of praise, with the garment of righteousness. May the Holy Spirit come upon you. May the Holy Spirit fill you up. May you have all the fruits of the Holy Spirit. May you be led by the Holy Spirit. May you walk in the Holy Spirit. May you have all the fruits of the Holy Spirit. May you have the gifts of the Holy Spirit. May you be constantly awake in Christ. May you be constantly alive in Christ. May you master the art of fellowship and communion. May the Lord bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Have a good day. Remain blessed. Bye.